Hey, how's everybody doing today out there? Ken, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, man, I am doing great today. We are going to be talking about something that I love to talk about, looking forward to it. Since the last show, we talked about getting into the law of attraction and seeing how these things can work for us, seeing how this wonderful law can work for us, but also seeing how this law, if not used properly, can work against us. So, you know, we're gonna jump into a couple of things, man. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was real good.
Yeah. Did you practice up on them Juicy Juice stories, man? Or what?
Juicy Juice just come naturally. You know, no practice at all.
Oh, you don't need no practice for that, huh?
Nah.
Just let it fly. All right. Well, that sounds like a winner. I had a, you know, had a pretty good weekend. Everything was okay, man. Just getting some things out the way, looking forward for the show. And so let's jump right into it, man. Let's jump right into it. The law of attraction. I know we've heard and seen the book called Secrets, and you know, you hear people reading it and you hear people, you know, saying, oh, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be, it can't be that easy, and you know, then you know, people getting different interpretations about it. And basically, even before we came on the air, me and you were talking, and you asked me a definition of it, and it's surprising because it, you know, it can be covered in, you know, multiple areas. I guess a lot of it depends on how in depth you get with it. But I want to jump into some notes that I had wrote down. And my first question would be to anyone out there is, you know, what do you truly believe that you can achieve? What subconsciously do you believe that, you know, you can attract to yourself? And we talked often off the air, Ken, about the fact of that, you know, people set things in motion or they assume that they do, and then they counterbalance the thing that they're asking for due to a lack of faith or lack of belief that they truly can receive what they're asking for. And the main thing that I would probably say to someone is, you know, what we talk about, let's say I want a house, a new house. And let's say I place a desire out there that I want to attract this new home to me. But if subconsciously I believe that I cannot pay for that house, do you think that house coming?
Well, Big Daddy, I have to give you a little something a little different because, you know, I think I've seen situations where someone could ask for a house and it actually came because they attracted it, but they attracted it off of somebody else's attractions, not just theirs. You know, they kind of had a belief, but they didn't really have that actual will to get it without taking that law of, you know, trying to put it in somebody else and then take it away from them as well.
So you're basically saying just somebody basically
just sponged in on, on, yeah, your thing.
right. Okay.
I mean,
because
a lot of times, basically, like our attractions or something could be like time with someone else. And,
okay. Okay. But you know what? Too, I'm gonna tell you something. And I put the question out there, and I will actually say my first question would be whether or not you truly believe that you can achieve what you're asking for. And the exact quote unquote statement that I made was, most people see no results due to the fact that their subconscious mind needs to be, in my words, what I call defragged. Or if it's dealing with financial money situations or material things, that their financial thermostat needs to be reset. Because, and I understand what you're saying too, and we're going to touch back on that. I mean, and I just put the question out there because I believe I have a baseline answer for due to experience of what I have had in my life as far as what I've attracted in my life and things that I have wanted. And they have been somewhat, and I just say most of the time, very expedient without really much, you know, a crazy amount of effort other than us setting a platform for them to come. But, you know, we sit out here, we can laugh and joke about a lot of things. It's just that we know, and the stuff that me and you talk about, we know that everything that we can't talk about, it will come. And it does come. I can say literally, it has never failed me. That law has never failed me. You know what I mean? And sometimes we get things that consciously we don't know that we're truly attracting, which we'll touch on that too, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, like I hear people say, man, you know, man, I've been placing out there. I really want this type of woman. I really want this type of blah, 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 blah. And you get something completely different. And my statement would be, or my question would be to them, is what is your core belief, or what is your core level of consciousness? What are you thinking about on the backside? So you can confess that you want this, but what do you talk about after you make that impression? Where is your mind set at once you make that impression? So,
but I mean, if you ask for a woman, just don't ask for any woman. I mean, make specifications on the woman that you want.
Wow, that's exactly.
Don't ask for no stanky woman. Ask for a clean one.
Right? No.
Don't ask for an ugly one. Ask for a beautiful one.
That's true. That's true. Now, wait a minute. Now, you hit something. I was going to lead into that. But since you touched that, that's a good point. The point is we need to be specific on exactly what we want. So if you don't want something trifling, smelly, pardon me, or whatever it might be, then damn it, don't ask for it. So I'm exactly what, you know, it's almost like a situation we talked about, you know, looking at cars. And you're not going to go to a dealership, you're not going to place an order and go into that window, go into that door, bring your deposit or whatever you got, and say, man, just give me a car. I really can't see how you're going to get an order placed. So we look at universe as being a big, giant ordering platform. Then that point that you made is so valid, and I think a lot of people misconstrue that. You know what I mean? They don't take a look at that. You have to be specific on exactly what you want, exactly to the T, exactly size, shape, color, form, amount, all of it. You have to be specific with it, man. And I mean, with you there, because you're not going to go there and throw a whole bunch of mumbo-jumbo letters and numbers and throw it on a piece of paper and say, here it is. No. But at the same time, once you do get the specifics lined up, once you do know exactly what you want, then the other section that we're going to talk about is making proper preparation for it to be received, you know? And I think that we've seen some people, and even ourselves at times, man, we have to ask ourselves, you know, are we ready? Are we ready for what we've asked for? And sometimes we let those things slip through our hands because ego is talking that we're ready for it and we want it, but are you ready to put it down for it? You know what I mean? Average person say, well, I want to be this and I want to do that and I'm going to be this type of dude, but are you ready to put it down to be that type of dude? Are you ready to, you know, to put it down to be that type of woman? Are you ready to dedicate your whole life to that? You know what I mean? Depending on what you want. So, you know what I mean? Those are the situations, too, that people, you know, when they get into asking, that they really don't, you know what I mean? They just don't, it's not, you know, something that you just pray for or meditate about, and then you don't make any movement. There's no spiritual energy movement that doesn't accompany, that has to have accompanied by a physical movement. You got to have a physical movement behind it. You know, and I think that's a lot of things that you hear, you know, definitely when you're dealing with certain religions, and we won't really get into the name of those religions, is that they basically ask you to pray and wait. But it's much more than that, you know. And pray, wait, and have faith. But you need active faith. And active faith is moving on what it is you want. You know, you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, but sitting your ass at home, not studying and preparing for it, it's just not, you know.
It's not going to come. The word, just in the same scenario, well, if I have a problem.
Yes.
And I ask for this problem to go away.
Right.
It's it's not just going to go away unless I do something about it.
Right, right, right.
So in the same token, that what I'm saying, a lot of times we attract a lot of things, but a lot of people around us, do they benefit from that attraction, or is that attraction totally for me or for you?
Well, okay. I can understand what you're saying, but that's also dealing with the group of people that, you know, a person can have around them. You know what I mean? That's part of, you can place on universe any order you want. You can say, universe, I want to have wisdom beyond wisdom. Well, then, okay, that order's placed out there. You've impressed that upon it. Now you got to make a platform for it to come to help you discern what's around you or for proper decisions. Now, one thing, too, that I will say, you know, universe is not going to tell you what's good or bad for you. And that's one thing I have to be thankful for with that type of law. Universe is not going to tell us that. It's not going to make decisions for that. It'll make a proper pathways for us to actually jump on, but to actually make those decisions for us. Now, see, the thing about it is, like, a lot of people say, well, you know what? I need this problem to go away. Let's just take that for example. I need this problem to go away. Well, my thing would be, as far as what I've learned, is I need a proper pathway for me to discern what this problem is, and then I'll make proper actions. Or I would say something like, give me what is the higher meaning of what's coming at me. You know what I mean? And that's kind of what, and that's jumping off into a little bit of different law, but that's basically how you can transcend some of these challenges that come into your life, is basically not look at them as being, let's say, quote-unquote a problem or quote-unquote this, but basically as soon as you get hit with it, is to twist that energy away from you, is to say, because with that challenge comes the answer. As that polarity pole comes to you with whatever you believe to be a challenge, the answer to that challenge comes with that. So with that, immediately twist it around and say, you know what? What does it have to show me? What is universe trying to tell me? What do I need to do? And meditate and concentrate on that. And I think, I mean, but still, I do understand what you're saying about people being around you being bloodsuckers. And of course, because here's the situation. If you're vibrating at a higher level than another person, that person, even if they can't understand what attracts them to you, it's because of your vibrational levels being higher. You know what I mean? So when that being higher, you're going to get that scum sometimes. You're going to get that those leeches sometimes. You're going to get those people trying to leech on to your light. You know, it's kind of like what you hear a lot of biblical, you know, talking about let your light shine. Well, that light shine is vibration. You know what I mean?
I was just saying it because I kind of was feeling that way for a little bit.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, Big Daddy.
Saying that, you know, like a lot of things that I try to attract for myself is getting kind of like thrown off because of the stuff that I have around me. But basically everything that I've ever tried to attract, I get. I can say 99% of the things that I've wanted, and it.
And sometimes you don't even. But okay, now let me ask you this question. So when you say that, you could say you place something, you place an order for something, or you place a request or an impression onto universe's intelligence. It comes to you, and you know it's coming, and you feel once you've asked that, what do you feel in your opinion? You know you're going to get it, and you just move on to the next subject. Is that what happens? Is that what you normally do?
Basically, I move on to the next subject.
Okay, which is a proper thing to do. You don't even, and at the same time, do you find yourself asking for it over and over again, or do you just...
I never ask for nothing.
Okay, that's what
nothing,
I am.
Nothing more than one.
Right, and that's all you
basically... If I know, like, just like last year, I told you I was going to get a new plow truck.
Right.
And I went to go get the truck, and they one place told me no, it wasn't possible.
Right.
But what did I tell you?
Oh, you told me you don't get it.
When I called you up, what did I tell you?
You said you got it. Come on with it. And it's brand new. You know what I mean? With no miles on it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But you knew you were going to make that happen. You knew you were going to make that happen. And I'm going to tell you something too, man. And now let's go back just a tad. Now, we can get into, now what did you say? Now, you made a statement about the fact of that people latching on to you or blockages. Now, here's the deal. Now, let me say this to you, and I'm going to say this to you because this is most important, and I can tell you this from experience. Universe will test you on how bad you really want what you say you want. Now, anything of great value to us and anything that we've ever done, we've had to work our asses for. And immediately out the gate, sometimes, what do? We experience a little bit of challenges. They come. And what happens? You got to overstep those. When you ask for something, when you ask for a career change, when you ask for that woman, when that woman asks for that man, when you ask for that house, it's just, it, you know, all the times, it's not necessarily, I won't say it's a walk in the park, but we've got to do our share, too, as creators. We've got to do our share. We use the universal laws as a catalyst for us to achieve, because that's what we come here for. We come here to create. We come here to do that. And if people would get that into their minds, leave the rest of that drama bullshit off to the side, leave all the rest of those, you know, oh, man, you're over here, you're sinning, you're over here, you don't do that, and, you know, God don't want you to do this, and all that extra pressure, you're going to hell. You know what I mean? And all, you know, all of that crap that go along with it, instead of us just getting out and creating. This is what we're here for. And this is what a lot of, and I keep going back to this because it's very important. You go to church, you go to these different places. Well, you need to pray. Okay, 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 I'm praying. I ain't seeing nothing. Well, you need to keep praying. Okay, okay, I'm still not seeing nothing. What's going on? Well, I can tell you, when you pray, what you're doing is you're pressing on keys and tones of vibration. That's what a prayer is. A prayer is not meant for universe to answer it. It is meant for you to answer your own prayers. And I ain't seen a prayer yet answered without movement. We've got to have some type of movement. Somebody said, oh, you got $1 million. Well, it ain't coming to your step. You got to go get the meal. Well, you got a woman. You got to go do something with the woman to bring the woman to you. Well, you got to go get the car. Unless you, depending on what you're getting, you still got to either drop some cash down or you got to take your ass over there to the dealership and go get the car and bring it back. Whatever I'm saying is, it's some movement involved in it. But getting back to that other major point is that we're creative. So why don't we practice more on creating? Now, going back to that point is that a lot of times, and I will say this point, we are just bombarded with the emotions of universe, of the emotions of God. We are not bombarded of the system of universe or the system of how God works. And the other fact that I will tell people all day long, we are not freaking puppets. We're not. We have freedom of choice, freedom to decide. We have mental capabilities that allow us to manifest through our minds and thoughts, to send these signals out through our mouths, which the scriptures are called our gate, to manifest those things and to bring the ether, and that is the faith, to bring that, set all that stuff in a big pot and watch it and prepare the table for when it comes, because surely it is coming. Whatever you ask for, it's coming. See,
it,
you know what I mean?
It might come 20 years from now.
Right, because there's no time. That's right.
I mean, you
have
things that you ask for because you can put yourself in situations. Perfect example for me. I have 5 beautiful stepkids.
Right.
And I never had a kid until I was 46 years old. And I happen to have a beautiful son now. I mean, I couldn't ask for any more.
Right.
I mean, and I've always wanted a son all my life, you know, but I don't know what it is, why it never happened. But it sure came on time.
Well, for sure, man. For sure, for sure, for sure. But think about it, too, now. I mean.
But I didn't always ask for it.
Right,
I knew before I left here it was coming.
Right, right, right. Well, see, at the same time, too, in that preparation with your son coming here, and my man Ryan, which is my main man, I mean, he's my main man, too. He calls me Bigger Daddy. But you help make a pathway for another soul to enter into here, you know, and then that we'll be touching on those stuff too, that type of situation later also in other shows to come. And that's a gift, you know what I mean? And you made a way for another soul to enter into here, you know what I mean? So, and at the same time, what makes it great, you can sit there and you can make him a apprentice and teach him what you know. And those are valuable things that all of us as parents, and I feel in my heart, and I've always said this, man, is that we have a duty to learn all that we can on the operations of this dimension, on this world. We have a duty for that. That is a duty. If I tell you one thing, I was reading, and I'm gonna get right back to that point, but I was reading Napoleon Hill. I think I was reading Napoleon Hill. Listen to an audio tape of Napoleon Hill. And basically, back in the 20s and the 30s, poor black family. I think I might have told you about that. And the son basically asked, "Mommy, why are we poor?" And the mother told the son, "Because father does not desire to be rich." And that brought tears in my eyes. That's the most powerful statement. I don't care what you can do. What do we desire? What do we desire for ourselves? What do we desire for our children? What do we desire for our friends, family? You know, and that goes to another point that we talked about too. What are we vibrating? What are we doing to attract the things that we say that we want? So we're going to get into that today. What are we doing? You know, I want this, but what are you attracting? You know, I want money, but you're still broke. Well, why are you broke? How do you, you know, see, a lot of people have a blueprint of money that money is not good. You know what I mean? Money is not, you know, money is the root of, the love of money is the root of all the rest of that. You know, I don't even want to say those words, but people have that. And in my philosophy of it, man, money is a life source. What the heck you going to do without it? You know what I mean? And for a person to tell you, you know what I mean, that he don't need
no... That's the only thing that I could come up with that he ain't never had none, because I can't tell you any other thing, because when I have money, it sure don't feel evil.
No, it don't, baby. No, it don't. Matter of fact, dude, I'm going to say this even too. That money gets you closer to God. And I stand on that statement, because without that money, can you go see all of the things that the universe have, the gifts here around this whole globe? Try to go up to Australia, try to go to Canada, try to go to Europe, try to go to the Bahamas and they ain't got no cheese. I mean, if you need, what, you want to try to go somewhere without some money, man.
Go in the grocery store.
Shoot, man, you dude, let me tell you something, man. We got a duty to be rich. That's a duty. I mean, if you want to be all pleasing, somebody said, you know, I just want to serve the Lord, but then get rich. If you want to really serve the Lord,
you can show serving better.
You need to get that cheddar, man, and go ask them people to get you some stupid stanky cheddar too. You need that shit.
Money will make an ugly person look good.
Yeah, yes, it will be.
Money will make a fat person look good.
Yeah, make anything look right, dude. It softens up all kind of blows. You know what I mean? You can take storms with that money, but you're right. But all seriousness about it, that's a life source. And in the Bible, I believe it's called, Mammon or Mammoth? Something, I got to look that term up. I'll look it up. We got any listeners out there that know what that is? Give us a call up, because I am curious about that. But I think it's called Mammon, something in that category. And they mention it. Very important, dude. If I'm not mistaken, they put it just up there with God. You know what I mean? They put it right there, except for the feelings and actions. But you got to have that money. You got to have that substance. And I look at it. It's that alone, just getting that, and the more money that comes when you get that, you know, it's just like getting over that first hump of that hundred thousand. You know what I mean? The rest of the money, they get to come. And some people say, man, I just can't seem to save a thousand. But once you get past that thousand, two thousand come quick. You know, you get past the 10, you know, 20, 30 come quick. So that's an important thing to come, and that's picking up momentum also, and that's also money attracted money. You see what I'm saying? All those laws go into effect too. You just don't get the bleeping, you know what I mean, thinking that that's just one thing. All that money, and you get that substance and that financial equity, that stuff comes, and it comes in bundles, and that's what you want. And I think that's what I want, because I can't see what the heck I would be here if I didn't want no money. You know what I mean? What am I doing?
Well,
I
maybe
say
that's exactly what I'm feeling, baby, because, you know, I have a good attraction to everything.
That's
and
right.
People putting on my attraction.
That's right. But you got to close that door, put that wall up there, pimp. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that, too. You know, it's one thing about it. Wife, spouse, friend, girlfriend, I don't give a who it is. they ain't vibrating right with you, man. You know, we got to put those walls up, you know, the situation, because you can be sucked dry too. Life, spirit, mind, body, all that stuff can be sucked out over extra drama coming to you. So, you know, that's something too that, you know, when you do there, once again, when you gain a certain amount of wisdom, you gain a certain amount of time being on this place. Well, I can't say a certain amount of time being on this place that you're going to learn something, because these people 90 years old ain't learned nothing, so I really can't say that. But when you gain that wisdom to discern truth, I really, you know, I think you can really lay down the path of where you want to go and see that path. See, a lot of people say they want to get on the path, but once again, how are you vibrating? And see, a lot of times when people, they, you know, and we see it, and we've seen it with our own experience too, man. We'll sit there. I mean, I'm very happy, not as long as people out there have been doing. You know what I mean? I'm able to see at a pretty young age, look, this situation over here is not really flying that well. Let me jump to something that I can tangibly look at. So let's be a scientist about it. Let's analyze. I mean, that's what we're here to do. Let's gather the information. So I would say, if people, you know, if you don't believe you can be a millionaire, then say you can be a guy worth six figures, $100,000, shoot for that. Once you achieve that, then shoot up for another $100,000. Eventually, you'll get to that meal once you build your self-confidence up. You know what I mean? So I think that's a vital part, too. But and I tell you, man, we can probably have some stories dealing with some folks with stuff that what they say speaking out their mouths. And that's very important, too. You know, there is a scientific approach to everything of how this universe operates. And I still say it again. You know, we spend so much time on dealing with emotions, and we need to be looking at specifically how does this operate. You know what I mean? And to get the best out of it, I mean, I can sit there and say, well, you know, I'm looking at a four-cycle engine. Okay, I'm looking at a four-cycle engine. We go through all the events. We go through that. Don't really quite know how it really operates, but I know that, you know, I turn the key, turn it on, the car starts up, and I go. But here's the deal. Here's where the master comes in. Here's where the master. This is the master tech, and I'm just kind of giving a scenario with that. A guy that understands all operating system of how that motor is, he can repair it quicker. He can bring in a high-performance situation, a high-performance scenario to that motor, get more out of the motor than a normal guy that just turns the key to it, step on the gas, and go. I mean, you know it's running, but do you know actually how? And I think if we look at that or apply in that scenario towards life and towards universe and towards the laws of attraction and all the other laws, and I think some of the stuff that you're talking about on the beginning side of people coming on you, that's the law of entanglement and the law of dynamic exchange. Those things come into play too. But I mean, getting back to this engine deal, think about it, man. If you know, and you paint cars, if you know and you do, you know, excellent body work, if you know how this particular bonding agent works with this paint or this whatever, if you see something or you need to adjust something, it's easier for you to adjust it if you know exactly how it works, scientifically how it works. If you don't, you know, you're walking around like you're blind. So how can you make adjustments to your life? I mean, let's take this and listen, and I think we need to lock in on this point, because this is not a subject that we can clear and cover up in 1 hour. But you see that, man. And you know how this works. And I've seen you do body work. I've seen you get in, and I'm amazed because, you know, of just how you can eye something down and sand it and feel it with your hands and look at it and then, you know, specifically know if a car is bent, a frame is bent, what is the riding height, all that stuff. You know, I just admire you for that. But if you didn't know that, then how can you make corrections? With something going on, if the paint get orange peels in it, if the paint starts bubbling, how do you know? See, you know, guys say, well, why is the paint orange peeling up? Well, I don't know. But then you're not knowing your craft. Our craft is to rule on this plane of existence. It's to rule, not to be like puppets. It's to create. So I'm saying I think as a people, as a whole, we just need to maybe lock in, man, on how the system works, on how it works. And then, and knowing how it works, we can make corrections in our life, and we don't have to be bouncing around like blind fools.
Oh, I said that, you know, but I strongly believe that if you ask for something and have the faith to attract it, it will definitely come. But I only said that because I've experienced people come coming at you different ways, different in the challenges, and I take them on full heartedly. You know, every day of my life I have challenges, but it never alters of what I've already asked for myself that I'm gonna get.
Right.
And I try to stay on that path and stay dedicated to that.
I mean, and that's true. But if you notice, every time you kind of get yourself set up and you get yourself on that path, just take a look at all the little trick things that come your way. You know, when you know you got to bust a day out and you know you got to do the thing that you got to do, or you know you got to get this done, you know you got to get this amount of houses done, or no more different than we've got to get certain things done with the radio station. Notice how many little things come on. It's almost to a point you start laughing at them. Because when it's funny to me now. See, what a lot of people, I see them, they get so distraught over little things that happen instead of looking around the box and out the box from them. You know what I mean? It's like stuff happens. So when you set yourself, or you know, you're dealing with your laws of attraction, or you're dealing with your specific desires, so to say, you gotta, you know, just, you know, take everything. I won't say take it with a grain of salt, man, but, you know, stuff ain't got to be that complicated all the time. You know, a little bit more smiling, a little bit more happiness on our traveling path to what we want. I think we would achieve much more. I've been blessed enough because I understand the philosophy of synchronicity, and that's basically being in a alignment with universe, not fighting against universe, because that's a battle you're going to lose. And in doing that, everything that I've asked for has been coming my way very quickly, and it's to the point where it's just shocking. I have to laugh. I mean, I laugh because universe laughs. It has a sense of humor like we do. We come from it. I mean, it's funny to me because it's like, man, I cannot believe that this happened this fast. I cannot believe. And then you have to catch yourself sometimes because it's like, man, you have the guilties because you see other people struggling with stuff and you're not struggling with that stuff. And then you have to tell yourself again, guess what, Jim? That's their path. You don't know what they're doing on their path. You might can help them on their path, but you don't know exactly what they're doing. But for me, I mean, I have to give myself, you know, a checkup sometime, man, just because I get stuff coming at me that's just ridiculous. And you know how it's been for us over our lives, man. It hasn't been, once we set our mind to some things and we said some things, I think, I mean, everything has been, it's been pretty smooth. You know, with me in my life. You know, you have your ups and downs and your challenges, but I think it's about how we accept those things and how we go at them and the viewpoint that we have. And I'm just, you know, even as a child, man, my father, my mother really didn't have it like that, but my father taught me flexibility, taught me to be flexible. Still lock into what you do. Don't let nobody take you off your path, but just be flexible in what come your way. You know, be willing to say, you know, this might be for me even though it looks a certain way. It could be for me. You know what I mean? And that's
thing I've noticed, even about your father, even like from a young age and knowing him, because I known him when I was a little kid and I used to go into the parts store and we would like hear him say a couple things, but
mm-hmm.
you could just admire his dedication. And, you know, you always try to have that dedication, even like things that we did with my brother. You know, I mean, when we were dedicated and we locked in on something, we locked in on it. And we didn't get off of it until it was done.
But you know what, though? See, but that was the burning desire part. See, let me say this to you, man. And this is very important, too. We have to be sober.
And I think, like
as
now,
a people. You know what I mean? You know what I mean by that? I mean by the, what I call we have to be sober. What I mean by sober is that we have to have our environment set up to receive what we've asked for. You see, I mean, how can you see what's coming for you when it's coming if argument with family, work stress, financial this, spouse situations, children going through their path. So it's kind of like, you know, for that law to work and for us to see it, you know, we really have to cleanse ourselves. You know, because it's a bunch of mental preparation for these things. It's a bunch of physical preparation for these things. That's very important. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't want to be sickly mental, you know, mental-wise when you're putting stuff out there. So all of it, you know, comes into effect. But, you know, getting back to my father, man, my father put it down. I mean, when he did whatever he was doing, whatever it might have been, dude, he felt it was good because it was personal. You know what I mean? And when he said, let your dollar work for you, man, he truly believed that, dude. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, man, he ain't play around. That man had a first-grade education, and he got it. And, we have all been no stranger to hard work. You know what I mean? But one thing about it, my father would tell me, you ain't necessarily got to work hard all the time. You just got to work smart, man. You know what I mean? And make sure that you understanding of how these things operate. Now, that's coming from a Georgia country boy. You know what I mean? But back again, he was taught by, you know, what me and him have conversations all the time. It was a spiritual guide that taught my father. It was his step-grandfather that taught him the ways of how the universe works. So you're talking about a child to slaves being able to come in. No blood relationship at all. But once again, the universe doesn't look at blood relationships like we do. So you can have a son, and your son may be three doors over next door. That spiritual soul family that over exceeds what we have on this plane right here, this virtual playing field. You see what I'm saying? No more different than this is not a coincidence for us being on this radio, nor is it a coincidence for us being together, knowing one another, all of us, you, your brother, and everybody else around us. Nah, that's not a coincidence. Anybody says anything about coincidences, that's just law not seen. So when you get to that, you know, basically, I have to give it to Pops, man. Pops was about it. Pops was about his, my sister just texted me. He had an eighth grade education. No, he didn't. He said he had a third grade, with third grade back in the 20s was probably first grade of preschool. That's what he had. He taught himself how to read. He didn't have an eighth grade education. So, you know, anyway, that's how it is when they texting you with this information. But anyway, so that's what he had. But I have to give it to Pops. Pops laid it down, man. But I'm going to tell you something, too. We, in asking for this, you know, you hear a lot of people say, oh, be weary of what you ask for. And I want to touch this because it looks like this is going to be a four-segment deal, maybe 5 to 6 segments. That's a very important statement because the more knowledgeable you get about how the universe works, you will be. And we talked about this before. You will be very, very, very careful about what you ask for. Because not all the time what you ask for is coming the way that you assume it to come, or you assume it to come. And I tell people, and I mean, listen up to this, very important. When you do ask for something, make sure you put in with that meditation, with that desire, the phrase, or something better. Very important. That's a very, very important statement towards the universe. And people miss, they don't really blast that in. So when you ask for that, you know, you got to be careful. See, with me, when I ask for things now, man, I like to look about 7 steps down the road before I ask for them. Am I ready to get into this right now? Am I ready to, you know, engage in this right now? I mean, I know we talked about that before, so that's a very important part to look at beforehand. But I do want to touch on something else. So tell me. Then you know what, man? I'm gonna have to cut something down, Big Daddy, because you know what I gotta go with. I gotta go with. I don't care how you look at it. We gotta get some juicy stories, baby. So you said you got 3. We gotta have one today. Let me hear something, man. Let me hear something. As I'm going through these notes, I want to hear something going on. Now, what happened? Go ahead. Let me hear something. So go, kid. I don't care if you go back a couple years ago, man. Let me hear something. Somebody done did something. So let me hear something, baby.
Something to something.
I want to hear something to something. Something happened, baby. Something happened.
No, it didn't really happen today. But I don't know. I just don't know.
You can't come up with nothing today?
I just don't know. I don't know if I want to let him have it today. Let him have it.
Let him have it. Let him have it. But I tell you what, you think about that. I'm not sure if we got a caller on line one or not, but if we do, I'm going to talk to this engineer and let me know. Seth, do we got anybody on line one?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
I can. Who is the caller?
This is Leon from Ohio.
What's happening, Big Daddy? What's up with you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about yourself? Enjoying
the trip
so far?
I'm doing good. I cannot complain at all. What's going on with you?
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
This is the beginning of the show, but I don't know if you all explained about the universe and attraction, but how does it work? How does the universe actually work? How does the law of attraction work? How do I get the universe to work for me and stop myself working against myself? How does it actually work?
Well, I'm going to say this. Let me jump to the last part about it, then I'm going to jump to the first time, as far as the first part. The second part would be, and I know that we've talked about that a lot, is basically when you set those impressions to universe, when you set that energy, that vibrational energy from yourself, because what we are is we are a two-way receiving and transmitting device. We are a big, giant antenna. That's jumping back to the being sober or sobriety, proper health, proper mind, proper environment set so you can transmit properly and receive properly. So when you sit there and let's say how you feel, what comes out of your mouth, what you have intention-wise, purity of heart, your vibrational levels, it's easier to get that to universe with higher vibrational levels. It's not so much as somebody saying it's a good or bad situation, but it's just that you want to vibrate at a higher level. That would be more towards a positive level. Now, how you would see it, I'm kind of going in reverse way with it because it's so funny, is that once we set those impressions to universe, we need to step the hell out the way is what we need to do. Let universe do its thing. You know, you put a cake in the oven, you know the directions say 400 degrees at 23 minutes. You don't need to keep opening up the oven. If you trust that your temperature is right, that's your environment, your platform, your preparation of you receiving what you got, if you trust that to be right and you set that up, the best thing that you can do is do something else because you know in 23 minutes, all things set right, that cake is going to come out. You don't need to be so, let me see how thermodynamics work. Let me see how the reflective energy works. Am I dissipating heat? No. You got all that stuff set. Get out the way. No negative talking. No negative thinking. And the main catalyst of that is depending upon your faith. If you know you can receive it, if you know you can, without a reasonable doubt, it's coming. That is universe's law to that. Now, getting back to the other, we bring physics in. That energy dissipates in all directions. Universe picks up on those impressions, must, by its own law of how all things operate, must be obedient to that law, which to me is one of the best things that we have. But we have a universe that must be obedient to its own laws. So them things are given to you that way once you impress out there and you kind of touched on that at the beginning of the program, is that what you get back, well, what you send out, so to say, those little bitty things, one of the laws or the law of attraction is that it can come back to you equal or greater force. And we can see that in everything that we do. Study hard, get good grades, go out here, you sit there in your own sports and spine physical therapy facilities all across the United States. Well, let's break that down. How did you do that? You know what I mean? How did you form that? How did you get that? How did a person come from that? Came from thought? That's energy. They have scientific equipment that can look at your body, not just look at your aura, but look at what you're transmitting out there. Where is it going? It's going to the universe. And we've made a decision, has the physicists out there made a decision and came with clarity to say, you know what? Universe is a thinking, growing, constant, moving energy source. What are we? So I guess over time, discerning laws coming down from universe, you know, if that's kind of explaining how, you know, how that actually, because to say, well, where did it originate from? I mean, I probably have to go back to scrolls and scriptures and just, you know, people actually receiving this information from infinite intelligence to say, this is how this works. And it comes from trial and error, too. Because what are we? We're creatives. I don't think we always just that since day one. It's hard for me to say if we always knew that. I think as a primitive people, we believe that it was always something other than ourselves, and I think that we can all agree to that. But in a basic statement of how does it work is basic energy theory. And that's something that we can, you know, we can lock onto. What are we? We're 99% spirit, 99% empty energy, thinking, conscious energy. Not solid, 1% physical. And then that's even something that people have to actually discern on too. So what are we? You know what I mean? When we start thinking about that, that's a process that I think that we learn and we sit there and we lock onto every single day. But if that would kind of, you know, help you out a little bit as far as understanding of that, you know, that would, you know, that would be my description of it. And I can say truthfully from my own experience, because I can't speak on nothing that I haven't done myself, and I think Ken being the same way, and I think you being the same way. You really, when you lock onto it, man, I mean, I put these things to the test. You know, it's so funny, you know, not jumping to a religious side, but I'm reading the Kabbalah. Very, very high potent, mystical Jewish writings, man. I mean, very powerful. I mean, basically, you know, in dealing with all of this. And basically what it says is don't even believe anything that you read. Put it to the test. And how much of us don't put it to the test? I do. And I know you do. And Ken, I know you do. So you tell me how you feel about that, Ken. And Carla, you can tell me how you feel about that, too.
I mean, I know absolutely 100%.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you put it to the test?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
100%. You have any, lack of faith? 100%. You have any lack of faith?
No lack of faith. Once,
you may not know exactly how everything works, though. But would you know when you do something a certain way at a certain point and you do something else, you know you get a result from it?
Exactly.
Huh, my man. What you think about that? See, but then we can get a little bit technical with that, too. Now, here's the situation with that, and I'm going to let you get your point, too. Here's what we do. As sending out those vibrational tones, see, people think it's not the words, necessarily. It's the tones behind what we activate. Getting back to the point of understanding scientifically how universe operates instead of the emotions. We know universe loves us. You feel that? And we know universe loves. We feel that. But how do you love? How do you work? That's what I want to know. See, I know that I know you're out there. I can see you. I can feel you. I see the remnants of you. There's nothing movement out here without spirit in it. But guess what? Now I want to know how. How? Now we start getting into those secrets, those scenarios where tone, vibration, energy, certain things at a certain way creates certain things. People over time that have been blessed to say, listen, like I took an Akashic Level 1 reading class, and the lady said to me, Donna Fox, beautiful lady, going to have her on the show too. Do not change, not one bit of this prayer. Do not memorize this prayer at all, because what the prayer is, it is a vibrational tone key. So when you do that, you unlock resources to come to you. Hate to tell people out there, universe ain't really giving a flying hell if you're ignorant to them, because that information is out there for you to grab. It's not caring. Don't show you no pity. Don't show you no forgiveness. It don't show you anything like that at all. Once again, remember, universe is, you know, it's neutral. It's up to us to unlock those keys to go farther. Now, here's one other thing. You want to learn more about the law of attraction, walk to the law of attraction. Walk to some kind of knowledge of the law. Get a book on law of attraction and watch more information come your way. Watch more insight come your way. But if you don't walk to it, it's sure not going to walk to you. That's the first thing about us having a physical action behind a spiritual event or a energetic event. It must be accompanied by a physical event. The physical event might be reading and studying. How do you dedicate yourself? Universe applauds you for that, because you're learning about yourself. You're learning about what you came from. But how many people don't? See, we go to church, you do this, you do that, but have you learned how to pray? See, people telling you to pray, but they're telling you how to pray. Now, if you're praying the way that you've been praying and you ain't received what you were receiving and you don't think that something ain't quite right, then you're capable of thinking out the box just a tad. So, you know, we can jump into that, but that's the most important thing for all of our lives. And I think with Lee, with you, is that you have tapped onto certain tones and frequencies that work for you. You've tapped onto that. and you can pass that information down. You know what I mean? You tapped on, Ken, you tapped on to it. I have tapped on to it. You know what I mean? And it's just, I mean, and when you do that, I think then it becomes more of a gift of sharing too. You know what I mean? It becomes more of a sharing. Now, you know what? You know, let's just share that. Now, whether you use it or not, that's up to you. You know what I mean? Whether you use that or not. I mean, what you got to say anything about that?
Well, I step back a little bit. I'm trying to attract certain things for myself, but I've honestly done this in the past probably 3 or 4 months, set back on a lot of things that I would normally just jump on and just spread myself, and I've truly done that, and a lot of people probably are very upset with me.
I mean, are you trying to balance yourself, or are you just trying to?
Well,
I mean,
I'm getting balanced for me.
Getting balanced for you instead of getting balanced for other people. So you're basically trying to concentrate your energies more towards you.
Exactly.
Well, that's the only duty you have anyway. You know, that's the main thing, self-preservation, for one. So you're feeling yourself a little bit detached? Kind of hard to say about that one?
It's hard to say. You know, you're looking at so many things. I mean, you can set something, to attract something for yourself that's good.
Right,
but
right.
So much.
Well, you know what comes into it? It's so funny when you say that, is what is our core belief system with what we're asking for? Well, I'll tap back on that, because if you have a lot of distractions coming at you, you got to be careful where your energy is going. Anything that you put attention on, that's where your energy is going. So if you got a havoc, or something going on with your home, or something going on with whatever business or whatever it might be, you got to kind of be careful about, you know, where your core belief system is with what you're asking for too. And that's what a lot of people sometimes say, I'm not getting what I'm asking for. But if you dig deeper, deeper, deeper down, what are you asking for? It's almost like, how much faith do you have in yourself? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? People, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, I just can't seem to get it right. And sometimes, to be honest with you, it's hard for...
Well, I have strong faith in myself. I know what I'm going to accomplish,
right,
and
right.
I know what's coming for me. But when, like I say, if you don't have that comfort zone, that spot to get it, to receive it, it's not hard. It's not hard at all. But it makes a lot of things around you very difficult, you know.
Well, yeah. And
so the question for you is, so if I'm a novice and don't really know much about the law of attraction and whatnot,
yes,
I can start then by just putting my attention on my goals and on my wants, not constantly praying over it and constantly asking the universe for it, but putting my attention and being in action toward what I want, because if I'm in action, my attention is on it. I'm not saying ignore my problems, but recognize the problem, deal with the problem, know what's going to happen with it, but then turn my attention toward the things that I want. Therefore, I can be in action and move toward my goals, and will the universe then work more toward me? Is that right?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. Let's say, okay, let's take it upon, let's say if you was a novice on it, let's say you didn't quite understand how it went. And that is, I mean, I couldn't have said it no better, man. That is just perfect. That's just perfect. I mean, that is basically perfect. And basically, I would say, you know, it really is hard to really comment on that one, man, because you really hit it dead on the nail. It is setting yourself as far as not asking universe for it every day. That doesn't mean that you do not have that vision in front of you. It's just that once you impress it, you don't need to ask. Like a heathen, you don't need to keep asking for it over and over again, because in doing so, guess what it shows? It shows that you don't have faith.
Right,
and that's the catalyst to it. See, once you lock in, that's a done deal. I mean, you got to know in the back of, you know, in the frontal part of your mind, in the back part of your mind, in your subconscious, in your every existing cell that's in your body, this is coming to me. I know it is. So I need not ask for it again. You understand me, what I'm saying? It's just like right now, if you're a flat tire, you got a flat tire up on 271 somewhere, you down in Columbus, and you call me up and say, man, I got a flat, are you coming? And if I tell you, whether I'm looking at you face to face, of course I'll be fixing it, but if I tell you over the phone, I am coming, do you doubt it? Hell no, you don't doubt it. Because I'm coming. And if I ain't coming, I'm sending somebody else that's coming that's going to take my place. Well, I'm coming. That's the kind of faith that we got to have in universe. So you
let me ask
have
another question then.
Yes, sir.
So should I then, let's say I wake up in the morning, and, man, I know I don't have that much money in my bank account.
Right.
Instead of thinking about that, I want to think about, you know, how I'm gonna go work out because I had this goal of, you know, losing 10 pounds by the end of the month.
Right.
Then should I also not turn on the news, because I heard you guys talking about vibrating earlier. Should I not turn on the news because I know that I'm going to get nothing but negativity, maybe 5 minutes of good stuff and 25 minutes of negative stuff? Do I need to watch even what comes in through my subconscious? Let's say
exactly, and that's what I
may not know what.
Not cut you off. I shut a lot of things down exactly like that. I shut them out.
You know, see, we have to be careful about our environment. That's kind of what we talked about, making a proper pathway for what you're asking for. How in the hell can you be looking for millions and you got in your mind that this is what you're going to do, but yet you listen to all this other crap that's on TV or spouse, friend, family, anybody that's not vibrating like you? Get me around people vibrating just like me. If we're talking about money, we're talking about money and getting money. We ain't talking about the lack of.
Well, let me ask you a question about that.
That's true.
Let me ask you a question about that. Because I know that a lot of my family members or friends are negative. But I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be the party pooper. I don't want to be the guy who's always stopping somebody else from talking. How can I move them off? Because I don't want to not want to be around them either. And so I don't have to be around. How do I give me some tools?
You can give me some core advice on how to deal with that?
Yeah. If someone's talking all negative stuff, how do you move them into a more positive realm, you know, so that you all can enjoy one another? Because a lot of times, you know, I'm trying myself to stay positive and remain on a certain beat and vibrate a certain way. But
exactly.
It's just natural for everybody. Oh, the economy is like this. Oh, so-and-so lost his job. Oh, so-and-so just got caught texting so-and-so. Oh,
right. Well, you know what? I'm going to say exactly how I do for it. I look at it as one thing. It's personal. It's personal with them. If that guy wants to feel that way, I can say something. If it's not received, I'm running away. That's just how it is, because I don't want that crap around me. I mean, I was in the bank, and this bank teller was, you know, talking to me about some things, and she was so adamant with how screwed up it is. And it wasn't no need to be, because there's nothing worth arguing over. There's absolutely not worth, because everything, whether it's your family or your friends, they're on a personal path. Now, if you want to engage in that path with them, then you do so. But we're so funny. Before we came on the air, we had talked about that. I'm running, man. I mean, I am actually running away from it. If that's not necessarily the kind of friend I want to be around, if I want to use that word friend. Family members, I ran from family members, and I'm still running from them. Because if you ain't talking exactly how and what I want to hear, there might be a little prejudice involved with it, but I want to set my environment up that is most secure for myself. So if there's going to be some throat cutting, there's going to be some feelings not quite right, and maybe after I have shined, that these people can see a light, just like you. You're shining. People can see the light. That one question, that one change of awareness can say, hey, how did you do it? And that alone might get them to shift. So I would say, but my duty is to be the best I can be, to shine, to let my vibrational energy out there without necessarily, you know what I mean, worrying about what's coming after that, but to put that out there. Because guess what? Lower vibrational people will automatically be attracted to higher vibrational people. That's that attraction part to that higher intensity of light. So with that, right out the gate, man, just in people looking at you succeeding in your life, if anybody comes to you and say, hey, sir, how did you do this? And I think right there alone, that's how you can get people to see your philosophy, because if you're working your philosophy, that's a self-explanatory statement. I mean, that's locked in edge. I mean, I'm wealthy. I'm healthy. You know what I mean? I'm a person of high spiritual awareness. Right out the gate, well, how did you do it, sir? Well, I did this and this. You laid on your pathway. But I think just by you doing the part of you excelling and exceeding, I think that alone is a statement that you can get people to change and to be locked into you. I think that. So if that helps you out, man, I hope that it does.
Yeah, you know, it's helpful, but I was kind of trying to think of a scenario of where, you know, you're around a person and they're continually talking negative, what is a tool so that you don't look like you're putting a damper on the situation, or even let's say that they do actually suck you in, because you know some people, you can watch them, they can get sucked in. Are there any tools that you have that you can recognize that you're sucked in and then bring your own energy back up? Because a lot of times you're around somebody and then once you leave, you're like, man, my energy is really low. What kind of things do you do to increase your vibration after you know you've been victimized by somebody with the lower energy?
Well, you know what? See, for me, I guess I'm having a slight situation with that, is because I actually don't allow people to get that close to me. You know what I mean? I don't allow people to get that close to me, where when I start feeling sucked away or I feel like that law of entanglement, I actually move away. Then my other question would be to you is, what is your main purpose for trying to get them to change what they're doing?
Well, there is no purpose.
You want to engage them, that you have to be willing to accept what they're giving and transmitting to. So my question would be for me to help answer that is, why are you trying to engage with them, or why are you trying to change them?
You just, no, it's not that you're trying to change them. You just have no choice but to do them. Let's say it's Thanksgiving. Do you just leave the Thanksgiving dinner? Or is there a subtle way that you can say, be love? Or is there a subtle way that you can say,
well,
you know, change the subject? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. You know what? It kind of reminds me of Napoleon Hill with his three walls. You know, you allow people, certain type of people, to come against one wall. Then you allow people to come against that second wall. And then you have that third wall that nobody but you and your creator has. I think, you know what, that might be a personal situation with everybody. Only thing I can say, what I do, at least, and I see what you're saying, is I would say, you know what, that's a personal experience that person's going through. I mean, and I say that I've had that recently. But I've trained myself that if they don't get it, it's not a we don't get it. It's that they don't get it. And I kind of get myself to that point. It's like a person telling you, well, I really don't need no money, and I really don't care about no money. Are you going to let that affect how you feel about money? You know, if somebody tells you, I really don't care about going to the Bahamas, I don't care about going to St. Martin, I don't care. What does that place got to do that Cleveland don't have? Are you going to let that affect what you do as far as what your wants and what your desires are? And I kind of put that block up because I've been told the course of my life, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that. But yet I've done it because guess what? I realized that I'm not doing what I do for anybody but me. Now, people will get a benefit of what I do, but what I do when I make that decision, whatever I do, I'm doing it for a kill, and I'm not caring about how somebody else feels about it. So if that's the case, I get myself into a point, well, guess what, man? If you don't get it and that's how you want to do, then I can mentally cut you loose without necessarily hurting you. So I put up a block from that. You know, where I'm not as receptive of certain things. I'm like, basically, let me say, I cut my antenna off. I can sit at the table, and I've did it with family members for decades. I you know, I'm not feeling what they're saying, but I've learned also to discipline myself on my mouth on what comes out. Because what is my whole major core purpose for even trying to say something to them on their path? I have to look at that, too. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if I'm hitting that right, but for me and my personal deal, you can have affirmations, but I can't see having affirmations because I'm letting another person with the law of entanglement come in that I got to set up affirmations for myself on them. It's either one or two things. That's a choice to deal, to be with them, to be around them, or it's a choice to put up a blockage, to say, hey, that's like being in an office complex with 95% of the people that aren't spiritual or aren't even aware of how these things operate. Do you let that affect you and your belief, and then what you've known to prove it to be true? Do you let that happen? You know, that would be the main thing. And I can't see that getting in the way. That's like somebody telling you don't get up and go to work so you can feed your family. Because I don't think that is necessary. You know, that's just my personal opinion. I cut that right off the gate. I ain't even hearing that. You know, that's why I don't listen to news. That's why I don't watch news. You know, if it's not something dealing with being a god at what you're trying to do, ain't no need for me to even be entangled with it. But I do understand that subconsciously we take snapshots of everything that's around us. So in learning that, that's part of also discerning some of these truths and also understanding how this operating system works. Is what you place yourself in the environment in, you know, you've got to deal with what comes on after that. If you know you're going to be around a bunch of negative talking people, you either prep yourself or you don't go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's like a person, you know, looking for a saint going to a whorehouse. I mean, I don't see that, you know, physically happening. So with that, I have to prep myself. What am I getting involved in? What am I getting next to? And then to say, you know what, am I strong enough at this point to engage with them? And then at the same time, do I want to issue help? Because, you know, you have to say to yourself, as you issue that help out, that's weakening you. And I can understand the point that you're trying to make, too, that you're not trying to be weakened from it. And sometimes those things happen without us being aware of them. You know, that's one thing about the dynamic exchange. You know, every meet that you meet with somebody, man, you're giving up some of you and you're taking in some of them. So that situation, too. And I think in just learning and just understanding those laws and philosophies will kind of gauge us up on what we want to be around. I think we'll be a little bit more aware of what we want to be around.
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Being around certain people that, you know, like someone who smokes. Now, why would I want to sit in the room with a guy who smokes?
And you know, secondhand is in the air. Well, picture that smoke being in.
Am I going to smoke with him or?
Exactly.
Or am I going to just get out the room and leave?
Right, right. And that's something to think about, too. But that's a great point that he made.
I had the same thing. My wife right now is really working on me, working on that. I mean, every little thing that she thinks she could say or do to me, she'll do.
Right.
Just little simple things. This
right.
is nothing but picking up something that belongs to me and misplaces.
Right.
She'll do it just to
kind of throw you off your path. But then you know, see now, how you can not only that, but you can take the laws of how things operate to actually turn that around and reflect that energy off and dissipate that energy and bring in what you want in your household.
But just like you know, you were saying it again earlier this. You said you don't engage. I truly tried to not engage in that stuff, but I still got to be there.
Exactly, because you place your environment to be there.
Right.
But environments will change. You can say, flip the switch. Hey, man, I got a $600,000 house over here. I'm about to take care of this. I ain't got to be around that. Or I got a new condo. Or I'm, you know what I mean? But at the same time, yes, you do have to deal with it. So maybe that's a good point, too.
In the thing, I just have to attract myself to something. That's going to be beneficial. Probably.
A whole scenario that would be better. But that's an excellent point that he brought up because that's something that's true. How do you protect yourself? And I think, I mean, and that's a point that when you think about it, you know, I could say I know what to do, not be around it, but if I'm around it, then how do I protect myself from it? So I think that point right there, that definitely needs to be talked about. I know we're running out of time, and I know we're really pretty much out of time, but that's a point that, I mean, I appreciate that because that is something that is most important because there's people at workplaces that they don't have, but they can't get out the workplace. They can't go to a cubicle all by themselves necessarily when you have to be around a bunch of people or an office or an open office. So I think, I think that's worth some deep research, you know, to really get in and say, hey, you know, what can you do? And then, I know, we appreciate that call to a hustler spirit. We definitely appreciate that call, and we appreciate the insight. And definitely, we welcome more of that. We definitely do. But I know we run out of time. So anyway, what we have to do is we have to pick the pace up next week, and we look forward to everybody being with us next week at the same time. And I want, when we get this website up, I want people to hit us on this website because, man, we need that juice, man. We need something. You got to bring it. We need something, man, that we want to hear people just say, woo, can't believe he said that. So,
you don't get it.
All right, we want it then. Everybody, we wish everyone well. Wish the universe, please bless all people listening, all people that not listening, people that are out there, that are trying to change their lives. May the universe give you the swift energy that it possesses. See you next week.
All right, you too.
All right, have a good one.